with SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. It is a lot of money. California Governor Gavin Newsom asking Congress for $40 billion in aid in helping the Los Angeles area to recover from January's wildfires. He says the money would be used to rebuild homes, schools, churches, and healthcare facilities. Consumer confidence down this month as President Trump hopes to boost the economy. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Fighting inflation was a key factor in Donald Trump's election victory, but early polling shows concern among Americans that the administration isn't focused enough on lowering prices. And a new report from the University of Michigan shows consumer confidence fell nearly 10% in February. The drop suggests the public is worried about the impact of the president's threatened tariffs on imported goods. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, international efforts to end the Russia-Ukraine war ramping up, even if they're not all on the same page. BBC correspondent Ben Wright.
There's a big week of diplomacy ahead, with President Macron visiting the White House tomorrow and Sir Keir Starmer heading to Washington on Thursday. The Prime Minister says America must be part of Ukraine's security guarantee, but also accepts European countries must spend more on defence. The Foreign Secretary David Lammy has said the UK will unveil a raft of new sanctions against Russia tomorrow to turn the screws on Moscow.
In the meantime, high-level talks this week in Washington as President Trump meets with two key European allies. Both French President Macron and British Prime Minister Starmer will visit the White House. Those meetings coming at a time of heightened tensions as the president threatens to impose tariffs on U.S. trading partners. Also on the agenda, of course, the war in Ukraine. This is SRN News. A leading U.S. atheist group is reaching out.
Not content to simply try and erase Christianity from the public square in this country, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is funding an atheist billboard in Ghana. The sign reads, quote, "Don't believe in God, you are not alone," and it stands near a roadway in the city of Accra. The foundation claims it's the first ever atheist billboard in Africa. Experts don't expect the sign to change a lot of minds in Ghana, where 73% of the population is Christian and the rest Muslim. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge blocking an Ohio law that would have required the bodies of aborted babies to be cremated or buried. The decision by Hamilton County Judge Allison Hathaway coming in a case brought by a group of abortion clinics and the ACLU. The judge found the 2020 law violates a 23 amendment that enshrined abortion in the Ohio Constitution. This is SRN News. Listeria outbreak because of a different kind of shakes, in many cases affecting the elderly. Here's correspondent Julie Walker.
Cartons of frozen shakes sold to nursing homes and other institutions are being recalled after an outbreak of listeria linked to the products. The FDA says the supplemental shakes are labeled under the brands Lions Ready Care and Cisco Imperial and sold to institutional customers, including hospitals and long-term care facilities. The CDC says listeria cases linked to the products date to 2018, but investigators have been previously unable to identify the source. Some 38 people have been infected with listeria, including 11 who died. The FDA's investigation is still underway. I'm Julie Walker.
And more details at srnnews.com.